Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting third. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Bowman. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan strikes out. 1 out. Bob Speak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speak. Lopata reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rapolsky is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bowman hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Littrell strikes out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speak. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is hit by the pitch. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Fernandez scores. Cardwell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Phillies. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn moves to third. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lopata is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lopata hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. It's 3-0, Phillies. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Lopata moves to second. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lopata. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Lopata steals third. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bauschi moves to second. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rapolski is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapolski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cardwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hamner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lopata is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lopata strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell strikes out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Drott is 0-for-1 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rapolski is 0-for-2 in the game. Rapolski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bowman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bowman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Speak moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Speak scores. Banks moves to third. It's 3-1, Phillies. Robin Roberts now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Morin reaches second base with a double. Ashburn throws the ball into Jones, who tags Morin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Banks scores. Long goes all the way around to score. One out. It's Cubs, 3, Phillies, 3. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tanner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tanner hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speak. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts towards first. Long fields the ball and throws to draw covering. Safe. Fernandez moves to third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ashburn hits a line drive towards third. Banks catches it and steps on third to double up Fernandez. 2 outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Littrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Littrell hits a fly ball into right field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Drott is 0 for 2 in the game. Drott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Lopata and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lopata is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lopata hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bauschi moves to second. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rapolski is 0 for 3 in the game. Rapolski hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to third. Jones moves to second. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a line drive towards center. Ashburn chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Ashburn. Morin moves to third. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morin tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 3 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Littrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Littrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing center field. Chuck Tanner now playing left field. Jim Bolger now playing right field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Solly Hemus pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hemus takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ashburn bunts towards the mound. Drott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hemus moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamner is 0 for 4 in the game. Hamner strikes out. 2 outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lopata is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lopata strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack S. Stadium in Philadelphia.